the need for U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, has the Pentagon considering extending the time reservists and members of the National Guard serve on active duty. When the Guard and Reserve were called up 4 years ago, the plan was to have them serve no more than 24 months. As NPR's Tom Bowman reports, that could soon change.
Tim Massey is a medic with a National Guard unit out of North Carolina. His unit deployed to Iraq in 2003 and served there for a year. Add in the training time, and these part-time soldiers were gone from home a total of 18 months. Now there is a chance that his unit, the 30th Infantry Brigade, may be called up for a second tour in Iraq. Massey says there would be mixed feelings among his fellow soldiers.
Half of them would be willing to go, and the rest of them would have to be forced to go.
The Pentagon is looking at sending back as many as four National Guard brigades, a total of about 15,000 troops, for a second time as early as 2008. That means the soldiers would have to start training next year. Other units in line for a possible second tour may come from Florida, Indiana, and Arkansas, and even more Guard soldiers from around the country may also be extended. Those serving in high-demand jobs, military police, engineers, civil affairs.
The math does not work.
Retired Brigadier General Steve Coper is president of the National Guard Association.
The number of available soldiers that are left in the Army National Guard with no mobilized service is minimal.
So far since 2002, about 100,000 of the Army Guard's 346,000 troops have served 12 to 24 months. Another 33,000 have served 6 to 12 months. And right now, still another 47,000 are in active duty. And all of the Guard's 34 infantry brigades have now served at least one tour in either Iraq or Afghanistan. So now Pentagon officials like Tom Hall, the Assistant Secretary for Reserve Affairs, are looking at starting those rotations all over again.
We're soon going to roll into this uncharted territory to see whether or not we should need to recall reservists who might have already served.
Hall says at this point, no decisions have been made about resetting that 24-month clock so reservists could be sent back to active duty.
I think it is uncertain, and I wouldn't want to have any conjecture on that because that depends upon lots of factors, the world situation, the situation in Iraq. And what we do, though, always is just look at our options.
It's not like every soldier in those brigades would be heading to Iraq for a second time. With new soldiers coming in, half or more of each brigade would just be starting their 24-month clock. Andrew Krepinevich is a retired Army officer and a defense analyst with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He says when the Iraq War began, few senior officers thought there would still be a need for large numbers of troops there at the end of 2006. The level is now 152,000. One problem, he says, is that the Iraq security forces are still not up to the job.
They haven't stood up yet. They haven't stood up in the numbers that will enable us to stand down. There really is no easy way out of this.
Steve Coper of the National Guard Association says if the Pentagon increases the time Guard soldiers stay on active duty, they may think twice before reenlisting.
I've signed my name on the line, and you have told me that I'm going to active duty and I'm going to be exposed for no more than 24 months. That's what my spouse and family believe, and that's what my employer believes. And if, in fact, you are now going to change that, that causes me to reevaluate what I'm going to do when I return. That is, we could significantly lose large numbers of soldiers.
Thousands of Guard soldiers have gone beyond the 24 months on active duty, but they have all volunteered. Among them is Tim Massey, that National Guard medic from North Carolina. Now Massey is looking at a possible third tour in Iraq, an involuntary one. He is weighing the impact on his wife and two children, but with two more years left on his Guard obligation, he may not have a choice. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.